This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Myanmar's military has declared a curfew in the country's two most populous cities following days of large protests against the junta's seizure of power last week. Tens of thousands of people demonstrated across Myanmar for the third consecutive day Monday, exactly 1 week after the junta detained Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of the elected civilian government. The demonstrators held signs that read, "Save Myanmar, we want democracy," and photographs of Suu Kyi. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, the general who led the coup, made no mention of the unrest in his address to the nation Monday evening. It was his first since taking power. He reiterated claims that the November election was fraudulent, but he promised to hold new elections to bring what he called a true and disciplined democracy, different from previous eras of military rule. The military announced an 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew would be imposed in the cities of Yangon and Mandalay. The United Nations has called for the coup to be reversed, urging international actors to, quote, carry out calls for a return to democracy. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Monday the United States will return to the U.N. Human Rights Council as an observer. Blinken said in a statement the move is part of the Biden administration's recommitment, quote, to a foreign policy centered on democracy, human rights, and equality. The United States left the council in 2018. Former President Donald Trump's administration said the council was biased against Israel and needed a number of reforms. It also complained that among the members of the Human Rights Council were countries that had been accused of human rights abuses, such as China, Cuba, and Venezuela. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Public opinion is mixed on how well Western governments have handled the coronavirus pandemic. This is according to a new survey from the Pew Research Center. More than 4,000 adults were questioned in the United States, Britain, France, and Germany. 77% of Germans thought their government did a good job in handling the outbreak, while 58% of Americans said the U.S. government was doing a bad job. The survey was conducted in November and December of 2020 before U.S. President Joe Biden took office in mid-January. The European Union has been far slower in getting its vaccination programs underway, leading to some criticism of the bloc's vaccine approval and procurement policy among EU citizens. France and other EU states have argued that the process must not be rushed, fearing a loss of public trust. France has one of the highest levels of so-called vaccine skepticism in the world. The Netherlands says it is freezing international adoptions after a government commission discovered children had been stolen or bought from their parents. The commission reviewed cases from Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Brazil, and Colombia between 1967 and 1998. The commission found abuses such as the falsification of documents, the abuse of poverty among the birth mothers, and the abandonment of children for payment or through coercion. The commission was formed after adopted adults found their documents had been either lost or fake or that their adoption was illegal. And though the commission reviewed cases between 1967 and 1998, there were detours from policy discovered beyond those dates. A British health official on Monday downplayed a study suggesting the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine was minimally effective against a variant of the virus. He suggested the vaccine could be modified to address such strains. South Africa halted its rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine after researchers from the University of Witwatersrand and the University of Oxford said the vaccine provided minimal protection against mild or moderate infection from the so-called South African variant among young people. In an interview Monday, Britain's Minister of State for Health, Edward A. Argar, suggested that there was no evidence that the vaccine would not be effective in preventing hospitalization and severe illness and death from the South African strain. Argar said the vaccine could be modified the way flu vaccines are each year to address a variety of strains. He said a German pharmaceutical company is already working on this. Argar said just 147 people are known to have been infected with the South African variant in Britain. The country has the world's fifth worst COVID-19 death toll with more than 110,000. Marissa Miller.